Module 8, Digital Security and Safety, Part 2. Digital security and safety requires users to monitor email attachments, use strong passwords, backup files, and update software. Taking these steps will make you proactive in your digital citizenship and protect your personal information online. Email and attachment. We use email for work and personal reasons every day. Emails and their attachments, however, are regularly used to hack computers. Just because you receive an email from someone you know does not mean that the email is safe. Once an account is hacked, it is used to send messages to the contact list. If you receive an email that seems odd, contact the sender before clicking on any links or opening any attachments. Once you download an attachment, the damage is done. Before downloading or clicking on anything, hover over the link and check to see that the link you see and the link you are being directed to match. Never click a link or download an attachment unless you are sure that they are safe. If you accidentally click something, run a virus scan, preferably in safe mode. Password rules. Hacking often occurs because people choose the wrong passwords. Using the same password for everything, using easy passwords, and keeping the same passwords for years will put your account at risk. There are a few key points to choosing strong passwords. Typically, an 8-character password minimum with 10 characters, a normal recommendation. They must include uppercase letters, lowercase letters, numbers, symbols, and characters. Backup your files. It is essential to back up your files regularly. You never know when a computer will crash or if your computer will be stolen. Backing up files protects your information. How often you back up your files will depend on how regularly you use your computer. Files should be backed up daily, weekly, or monthly. There are different backups. Full backup. This type of backup takes the most time and storage space. It is the fastest to restore. Incremental backup. These backup changes made after the last backup. It is faster to backup, but takes longer to restore. Differential backup. The backup occurs after the last full backup. It does not take long to back up, and it restores slower than full and incremental backup. Mirror. Files deleted in the computer are also deleted on the backup. Local. Backups in the same building, such as external hard drives, etc. Online. It is possible to back up files online. It is safe in case of natural disasters, but it is slow to restore. Update your software. It is important to update your software regularly. Software companies frequently update their programs to fix bugs and address security threats. If you do not update your software regularly, you risk your programs running slower than normal and contracting malware and viruses. You should check for updates regularly. A good rule of thumb is to check for updates every time that you turn on your computer for the day. This way, you have any updates completed before you begin your work. Make sure that you update virus software, OS, firewall, iTunes, Microsoft Office, etc. Case study. Stan was working on a major project. He spent weeks staying up late trying to make the deadline. He was careful to back up the hard drive every day. A week before the project was due, Stan's computer crashed because of a virus. He was able to recover some of the lost work, but he still lost half of his project. For the next week, he worked day and night attempting to complete the project on time. By the day of the presentation, he was exhausted. The presentation was a blur, and Stan's boss did not seem impressed.